from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Patriots Friday on WEEI is brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market and by FindMassMoney.gov.
First NFL touchdown drive for Drake Bay. Said he was a little nervous last week. Why wouldn't he be? But all eyes on him. I asked you guys during the break, you think maybe you don't get him outside the pocket?
Yep.
And this is something you can do. A little quick fake inside to Hasty. He takes it all the way in, shows the football. He's got to get it feeling good.
And that's what I love to see. You can see a little bit of the swag on Drake May as he gets into the end zone. You're a Patriots fan and you're in this crowd. That's what you want to see. A little bit of the athleticism and the things that he can do.
Welcome into a Patriots Friday, the first Patriots Friday of the 2024-25 season. How you doing, everybody? It's Arcand here, in for Jones, who is out today. It's Arcand and Mego, a show that existed at one point
a long time ago.
Just the whole January. The entire month of January, the show Arcand and Mego was a thing. There was a sign. There was imaging.
There was?
Yeah, there was a little, you know, it wasn't like, I think someone just whipped it up on Photoshop. But it did exist, I remember.
I just remember when...
And then it was gone.
We did like 20 minutes trying to recount a pool game that you got in.
Right after my birthday, that's right.
A little bit of a confrontation.
Yes. I mean,
at
I was...
Sullivan's Tap.
I was on a hot streak. That happens. You know, everybody wants a piece of you when you're on top. Anyways, felt like my birthday last night. Drake May, what a performance. The numbers don't necessarily bear it out in every possible way, and we'll get to that in just a minute. But what you just heard right there... on the CBS call there with the McCourties and Zoe was Drake May taking it into the end zone after a short field, but still, a drive is a drive is a drive, and a touchdown is a touchdown. And May, I think, in general, looked pretty good last night. I don't think anybody is doing full backflips yet, but comparatively speaking, you look at what May did, you look at how he looked, you looked at some of the throws that he made, and then you look at Jacoby Brissett, and you sort of compare the two. And I know Brissett only played the one quarter, but it was not a great quarter, not a great showing from him. Drake May, I think, had some ups and downs, to be sure. It wasn't all positive the entire time, which he played most of the second and third quarters. But you heard after the game from Gerard Mayo, the head coach, if May is better, he'll start. And I think last night, definitively, Drake May was better, which brings us to our big Q, Mego, one that you came up with today, one that I think is certainly a good topic of discussion. You can bear it out by the results so far, which is, do you believe there's still a competition between quarterbacks, Jacoby Brissett, Drake May, and let's throw Joe Milton and Bailey Zappe in there too, just for fun, because we may have seen the last the Joe Milton party seems like it might be over. And I don't know about Zappe. He was in at the very end, right?
Yes, yeah, he got a little over 2 minutes.
A little sliver of Zappe there. So do you believe that there is still a competition between the quarterbacks to start week one, and we'll just go Brissett and Drake May?
I don't believe that.
Because
I know
May
that's
won
what
it,
saying.
As Andy Hart said. May has already won the competition.
Hey, I wish that was the case, but we're talking about week one, right?
It's a good line by Andy Hart. He doesn't have many, so I got to call
him out. I'm not talking about a competition overall. I'm not talking about the impossibility of Drake May getting in there in week five, week six, as early as that. I think that's very possible. I think that's on the table. But I don't think that they're intent on starting him week one. I still feel that way. And I give Drake May a B+ last night. I thought he looked very solid. I thought at times he looked really polished, which is not something that most people who followed him coming out of the draft and coming out of college expected to see from him. I was impressed by him. And I think most people watching were, and it sounds like the coaching staff was. Everybody agrees that that performance was a step forward for him in this development process. I still believe they have a very slow development process that they're putting him through.
True.
And I don't agree with that at this point. I'm just telling you what I think that they're doing, which is handling him with the ultimate kid gloves. You have 3 weeks until week one, until Cincinnati comes to town, and they have barely put him with the ones at all. And besides that, everybody talks about, well, that's because of the offensive line. That's because of the offensive line.
Yeah, you want to get behind those ones? You want to get behind Vidarian Lowe?
Who's joining this offensive line that's going to change that before week one?
I don't know anybody. I don't think anyone will.
Are you going to get Caden Wallace all of a sudden up to speed over 3 weeks that he's going to be out
Chooks?
There? Chooks is
going
to get up to speed.
Chooks didn't look great.
I don't
Lowe
really
was the
see...
worst, but I think in general it was up the middle it was okay. In general, I'd say the ends were very, very soft.
I know that they've said he's got to be better than Jacoby Brissett, and last night he was, and it was a different kind of like examples that you could look at between them, different people that they were going against on the other side, different guys that they were paired with and all of that. It's not a one-to-one. At the same time, I don't know. I just don't believe them. I just think that the way that they've been playing it this entire offseason and training camp and preseason has been, no. The ghost of Mac Jones is hanging over everybody, and we're not going to force him forward. And I think that they need to challenge him more. I wrote this for WEEI.com this morning because I was thinking
blog.
About it. It's not a blog. It's a very fine news and information website.
Blogo.com.
Excellent column today for WEI.com.
It was. Bradfell. Thank you. Thank you, Bradfell.
I love WEI.com.
WEI.com.
It's my favorite website.
So I feel very strongly about this. Give him more to do. Put him with the ones. Ask more of him. Have him take more shots downfield. I think that he can handle it because he was out there last night in the closest thing to prime time that he's had, and I thought he handled it very well. I didn't see any disaster. Isn't this supposed to be the JV Josh Allen experiment? Isn't it supposed to be like, oh my God, he's going to take out somebody's eye. He's going to throw a thousand interceptions. He's going to look like a maniac out there. He's going to be a wild stallion that you have to tame. That's not what I saw last night.
No, there was that one bad snap.
Yeah, there was a bad fumble.
Who knows if that was all his fault or not.
And there was
a
sack.
Yeah. And the sack, I don't think, was his fault either.
There were some incompleted passes. And he doesn't look like he's, like, allergic to the check down, you know? And so I don't understand why you can't put more on him now, but I don't think it's going to be a competition for week one. I really don't. I think they're committed to the Jacoby Brissett plan right now and see how things come along for Drake May, but no rush over here because we can't Mac Jones him.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to Mac Jones him. I think that's a legitimate thing to be afraid of. That's a legitimate thing to not want to go down that same path and make some of those, thank you, Mac, and make some of those same mistakes. I voted yes because I think if May keeps out playing Brissett and can't get off the bench, then you're going to see a mutiny. You're going to see, and not just, you know, in the locker room. I think there will be a little bit of that, too, even though people like Brissett. If one guy's much better and, you know, you got some wide receivers out there getting the ball and getting yards, and then all of a sudden they take the guy out and put Brissett in, that's going to be mutinous. Is that a word? Mutinous?
Yes.
There'll be a mutiny there. I also think there will be a mutiny in the fan base. I looked at the total attendance last night. It said 64,000 people were there. I don't think 64,000 people were there. I don't know if 24,000 people.
That was 6,400 people?
It was sparsely. I even read in the ESPN recap, they're like, the sparsely attended game. I was like, yeah. Whenever they didn't show the crowd that much, but when they did show them, I was like, okay, like, doesn't seem like everybody honored their ticket. And there was bad weather, obviously. Maybe that turned some people off. Maybe the state of the team turned some people off. I'm not really sure, but I think that the remaining fans, the people who did show up, you show them Drake May greater than Jacoby Brissett over and over again in another preseason game, in practice numbers and the reps and stats, all of that, and then you stick with Brissett. You're going to get pushback from the fans, from the players, and I think also from ownership, too, because angry fans don't lead to spending more money on the team. You know, like that was, he was clearly better than Brissett last night, clearly better. And I think he wasn't amazing, but if that's what we're, he doesn't have to be Joe Burrow yet. He's not competing with Joe Burrow yet. He's competing with Jacoby Brissett. And
not
so
till
far,
week one.
That, right. And then we're going to see where he stacks up with,
it's a direct competition
with the
if he's
rest
out there.
Of the NFL. And that's probably not going to be very pretty, but in terms of this, in terms of what we're looking at right now, clearly he was better than Brissett. And maybe Brissett will make big strides in the next week, but I think we all know what Jacoby Brissett is at this point. And that was an ugly first quarter, by the way. I mean, just, you know, in terms of how the passes looked, the interception was bad. I didn't feel great watching him out there. Again, against not even the starters on the Eagles, mm-hmm. and that means that May was going against the thirds and fourths. But again, that doesn't matter. We expected Drake May, based largely on, you know, reports out of camp,
like,
and things like that.
He's tripping over himself.
Like, he would have no idea what to do. Exactly. And that's
not
what
it was. That's not what it was. And that's why I think give him more to do. Just give him a little bit more every day. Just give him a little more, a little more. You have 3 weeks. I don't think he's going to start week one. Maybe week five, maybe week six, when you're at home those back-to-back weekends before, especially coming out of the first preseason game. I was looking at that and going, like, that's too early. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to throw him into that slot there. That's way too early. You heard other people saying, like, Mark Daniels was on with us, and he's like, maybe he'll get in, pencil in week 13. That seems like a great time for Drake to get a couple games in when the rest of the league is either fighting for playoff spots or, like, sitting all their guys.
Yeah, that's
And it's, like, awesome. I don't think they're there anymore. And maybe this is just riding too much preseason to preseason game, but I do think that what you saw from Drake May, yes, against backups, with a lot of backups on mm-hmm. the Patriots, showed real composure and polish and a lot of physical talent that we haven't seen from a quarterback outside of maybe a couple games of Cam Newton for a long time.
Yeah, that's certainly fair to say. Gerard Mayo, he's still... Mego thinks it's an illusion, basically. An illusion, Michael. An illusion of a quarterback competition, but Mayo is sticking to the illusion, to the magic. Here's Gerard Mayo today in his press conference asked about the competition between May and Brissett.
I lost it.
Okay, we don't have it. Well, anyway, he said basically if May's better, he's going to start. And he's been saying this all along. He says,
envision seeing Drake take first team reps over the last three training camp practices?
We'll see. You know, we'll have a staff meeting later on today, and that decision will be made. I do think, you know, he definitely showed improvement yesterday as a whole, and we'll see what happens going forward.
There you go. May's better. He's going to start. How good was May really, Mago? I mean, we obviously think he was better than Jacoby Brissett. How good was he really in the grand scheme of things? What would you grade his performance?
So I said before, I give him a B plus. It's funny. We were texting last night, and you said some of those drops, some of those incompletions were a little reminiscent of the Mac Jones experience.
They were. I mean, really, specifically that Baker one, mm-hmm. which should have been 50 extra yards on his line right there.
I would say that throw looks a little different coming out of Mac Jones's arm.
Maybe it does, but Mac had a couple of nice balls to guys like Devontae Parker, Juju right. Smith-Schuster, Tyquan Thornton, I know, and those guys dropped them too. You know, like, mm-hmm. so I think that you have to play that out. I think we'll have a longer leash, obviously, for Drake May, and there were other mistakes that Mac Jones made that we didn't love, but just on that throw alone, the pocket presence, moving away from the rush, getting over to the left, throwing a dart down the field, putting it right in the basket there. And Baker, listen, Baker's a rookie. He's a fourth-round pick. Like, he's not going to make all those catches either. He had another one down the sideline where he ran most of the route out of bounds. I mean, these are things you're going to learn over time and get better at. And I think that already you can see that May's locked in on him. You know, May's already established something with him, and I don't know that Mac necessarily did that right away with any of his receivers. You know, he had Aguilar back then, first year of Kendrick Bourne. Maybe Jacoby Myers and him had that kind of chemistry, and then, of course, they let him leave.
Hunter Henry had that move in the red zone the first year.
Hunter Henry's a good one, yep. He wasn't obviously active last night, but you had, in general, you're starting to see that, and you see it a little bit there. That would have been, if he had made that catch, if he had hauled that one in, as positive as we're being about Drake May right now, I'd be having a different conversation.
We'd be sitting in jerseys.
Yeah.
We'd be sitting in jerseys.
I'd be sitting because I couldn't stand.
With Drake May? Like, what did I say on the radio yesterday? I said, I don't need him necessarily to be throwing bombs, and he did throw one bomb to Baker, who dropped it, couldn't complete it. I wanted to also see what he could do physically, like getting off platform, having a quarterback keeper play, which you saw him run into the end zone. And for me, that's the kind of little pops of stuff that I wanted to see of the talent. Like, can he do this with composure, being under center and playing in a system that is a big boy system, not what he was doing at North Carolina. And the other part of it that I think we gave so much credit to Mac Jones for, and for some reason is not as much like a highlight for Drake May, is I do think he's processing well.
Yeah.
I do think he's reading the defenses pretty quickly. If you watch him go through his progressions and you do some of the Monday morning quarterback stuff, and I'm not somebody who sits and breaks down like the all 22, but when you look over his tape, you can see him going through the progressions and reading what the defenses are doing. And he's a little off sometimes with his timing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's a little janky still. He's a little apprehensive. But yeah, because he's very early in the development process and he's a project. But he's not a project in a way that's an outward, like, walking, talking, throwing up on his shoes disaster, like some people, Bill Belichick on draft night, sold him to be. And so overall, I give him a B+. I absolutely want to see more. I want them to give him more to do. And I think that it's very clear that they've been slow rolling it too much with him so far.
That was, I guess we all agree, that was our favorite pass of the game, even though it wasn't a completion. What was your favorite completion of the game?
He had the little one over to, was it to Baker or Polk? Just slightly over the line of scrimmage.
For the first down?
When a blitz was coming in, yeah.
Okay, I think that was the Polk.
Yeah, I think it was to Polk, too.
Yeah.
And I think, like, Baker, those two are very much as advertised, where Polk seems to be kind of the steady Eddie. Like, maybe he'll be Jacoby Myers plus.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he's going to be like a Davante Adams. I know there were some comparisons like that when he was coming out. And Javon Baker seems to be boom or bust. Like, yeah. I hope it's boom, but I could really see that going either way.
Yeah, and listen, there was a lot of rookies on the field on that touchdown drive. You know, it's certainly the type of play where you look at it, and May talked about that. We'll get to that in just a second. My favorite throw that he made that was actually completed was that little screen to Jermichael Hasty. That ended up being like a big chunk play.
But that was mostly Hasty.
It was mostly Hasty. But I like the fact that May waited until the very last second, took a shot, and still got the ball right into his hand. Didn't overthrow it. He did have an overthrow to Kayshon Booty in the flat.
Yeah, and Booty had to
jump up
it
and one-hand it, which, I'll tell you what, I was impressed by that. I was impressed by Booty hauling that in. He only got like 3 yards,
It kind of ticked Booty up over Thornton for me.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm like, kick Thornton to the P squad or cut him, because if Booty can just kind of reflexively do that, then maybe just tell him not to think and go out there and do
I
that.
Just noticed Booty.
Yeah. We all did. Was Thornton even out there?
He was out there for a couple snaps.
Okay, because I didn't notice him at all.
He didn't start like last game, where I noticed because I looked at it and I went, why is Thornton out there?
Mm-hmm.
Like a de facto one. He came in after a couple snaps and I was like, oh, there's Thornton. Okay, you know. Hopefully he remains upright and unbroken.
Yeah, it wasn't a great throw or anything. It was just a little dump off screen. And he did have a few of those. I mean, it wasn't all bombs down the field. And most of the ones that went down the field didn't end up getting completed. Baker either dropped them or ran out of bounds or whatever it was. But they were nice looking throws. You know, they were not, both of them, I thought, were very, very nice looking throws, considering what, you know, we were sort of told about this week and how practice looked and joint practice, which, again, wasn't, you know, he didn't have any starters out there. So I think if he had played against the starters, you would have seen something different.
Right.
But he still had to fundamentals down in a way that we weren't maybe expecting.
And I wonder with seeing like a real pass rush, not to discredit who was out there for the Eagles, but a full ones pass rush, does he turn into to Zach Wilson or somebody where he's like, because what he was able to do last night was know when to throw it away, know when to check it down. And if you read the book on him coming out, again, it was like, oh, he doesn't always know when to do that. And like his processing needs work and his footwork needs work and blah, 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 blah. Well, if he's staring down a real pass rush and the pressure is that much more intense, does he kind of lose his head in those situations? Right. That's why I'm saying challenge him more. Have him going up against your own pass rush in practice and your own ones. Matt Judon's not there anymore, but you've got Keon White, who I know is listening to Gresh and Fourier, and Gresh is like losing his mind over Keon White.
Gresh also got to see him with his shirt off up close.
That's true.
So he's probably a little biased, obviously, but I loved what I saw from Keon White in that game last night for sure. He was disruptive. He was making things happen. He made me forget about Matthew Judon for a couple of plays there. So
you
I
know
think
who
that,
else he made forget about Matthew Judon?
Who's that?
Ramondre Stevenson.
That's true. That's true. Awkward.
We're going to get to that.
Did you
think that was awkward?
It was a little awkward. A little awkward how Stevenson was just not clear what Steve Burton was asking him at all. he was very diplomatic about it. I thought, you know, it was a nice response, just not to the question he was being asked. He was being asked about someone very different.
He had a lot to get going on.
Burton says, like, and of course, the person who left, or however he phrased it very funny. He's like, very dramatic.
The guy who just left.
The person who's no longer in our lives. And Stevenson's like, yeah, Bill left.
He's like, yeah, I'd miss Bill. He was a great coach.
No. The guy that got traded. By the way, we heard from Elliot Wolf in this game, and we heard from Drake May as well. Drake May, after the game, was pretty high on everything. He said it wasn't perfect, and he was very measured, I think, after the joint practices as well about there being ups and downs. But here's May after the game talking about that touchdown drive.
On your touchdown, you're on the field with five other rookies from, you know, this class. Just wondering, how special of a moment was that to be on the field with, you know, those guys, and what's it been like gelling with that group?
Yeah, it's an awesome moment. We always spent a lot of time in here in them rookie meetings. During the spring, it was just us, so... you know, it was definitely cool having those guys out there. I think one of the first things I did was, I think I chest bumped, you know, JP. So just cool to be out there with some of the guys that are in the same spot going through the same thing. And, you know, fun time for us, that, you know, moment I'll probably never forget.
All right. So all the rookies out there, you sort of hear that and you think, oh, that's nice. Nice little preseason thing. This is the offense. You know what I mean? This is your offense. Your offense is a bunch of rookies on the offensive line.
Not completely.
Your quarterback.
Okay, how
two
about
two of your wide receivers? Not
Hunter
no
Henry,
running back, I guess, but yeah.
It hasn't been out there.
True, which means he's not
Pop
part of
Douglas.
The offense currently. Pop Douglas, there's other
people. There's other guys.
They're not the only bodies.
Ramondre's not a rookie.
But I would say
Antonio Gibson's not a rookie.
No.
It's like Antonio Gibson is just basically like the biggest afterthought on this entire team, and he's one of the only free agents that you added.
Yeah, that's true. But you do have a rookie, two rookie wide receivers, offensive lineman, and quarterback. And I think that's, you know, you look at that and think it's a nice moment, but it really is going to be. These guys are all going to have to contribute, I think. From Kalen Wallace all the way up to Drake May getting into these games, I think that you're going to need to lean on them. You're going to have to get more out of this rookie class than you've gotten out of the last four or five rookie classes combined if we really want to see a functioning offense here. And that's something that I think puts a lot of pressure on these kids. We'll see if it actually ends up working out for him or not. I was impressed with Alex Van Pelt. I thought he had a pretty good offensive game plan. I think that it worked out well for the quarters that Drake May was out there, and it seemed like it built up some confidence for him.
For everyone except for Vedarian Lowe.
Yeah, Vedarian Lowe, I'd say, had a rough outing out there, and we'll get to him, and we'll get to some of the other things we didn't like so much in a little bit. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. It's Patriots Friday, so we'll open up the phone lines. You can call early and often here. In fact, let's start right now with Barry in New Bedford. Go ahead, Barry.
Hey, guys. He gets like a C-plus for me. There's one play last night that told me he's not ready to play, and it was the second and 11 when he gets outside the pocket and you have that secondary throwing it a circle, you can just let it rip. And instead, he dropped his eyes and he ran for 6 yards. Every big-time quarterback in this league, whether it's Allen or Mahomes or Burrow or Trevor Lawrence, you saw it last week with Bo Nix and Caleb Williams. When they get outside that pocket and they got space to let it rip, they throw a guy open. And you didn't see that with Drake last night. He just took the 6 yards and ran, and we saw that in college. That's one of the things that Belichick talked about, that sometimes he doesn't –
read the play. He decides to run with it instead of trying to create something with his arm.
Mm-hmm.
And that, to me, tells me he should sit.
Okay, thanks for the call, Barry. That's perfectly reasonable if you're a one-issue voter. Like, I mean, if that's your main thing about throwing on the run, then that's fine. I tend to agree with Barry if May didn't have any other good throws. You know, like if he was out there and like the rest of his throws were all dump offs and everything, he had a couple of nice throws downfield, not on the run per se, but while moving, you know, while moving in the pocket or while trying to evade the run. Like he had to do two things at once, the processing you were talking about. That's all part of it. And he still got the ball out and he still put it where he wanted to, which I think is very promising. I mean, that to me is a very promising development considering what we were all being told about Drake May at these practices. It didn't seem like this was the kind of performance he was capable of yet.
Dude, we are just, like, so thirsty.
We're very thirsty.
Is the truth.
Yeah.
Like, we see the first throw that he had last night, I was like, it's a little zip on that ball.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't seen that kind of ball for
You're
a
like,
long
oh.
time. It's like, I have found an oasis.
There you go. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. What'd you think of Drake May? Yeah. Yeah, we know what Mego thought.
Thirst trap Drake May.
And do you believe there is still a competition between the quarterbacks
yes.
to start Week one, right now, no is in the lead. 50.3 to yes, 49.7. That is remarkable. This is one of the closest ones we've ever had in the history of the show. This is one of the closest polls we've ever had right now with no just edging out yes by 0.006% or whatever it is, 0.006%. Anyway, continue to vote in that and let us know what you think. Again, 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Where do the Patriots go from here? How do you treat Drake May this next week? What do you do in this next preseason game? We'll get to all of that right after Ryan Garvin tells you what's trending.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.